up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 272. In this episode, I'll discuss how to make sure your hospital is prepared to administer lipid rescue therapy. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode272. Intravenous lipid emulsion or lipid rescue therapy is used in local anesthetic systemic toxicity and enteral drug toxicity. Anesthesia, toxicology, and ACLS guidelines recommend intravenous fat emulsion with various levels of evidence. Because this intervention is rarely used and it's only called for in stressful cardiac arrest situations, consider taking steps to prepare your hospital to be able to successfully deliver this intervention when it matters most. It's critical to have the fat emulsion stored on the unit it's likely to be used in. I like to place one bag of 20% IV fat emulsion in each area where nerve blocks are used or where patients may be treated for drug toxicity. This may include all intensive care units, preoperative areas, the emergency department, and post-anesthesia care units. Include with the IV lipid emulsion several 60 ml syringes and large bore needles to facilitate giving the bolus rapidly. The dosing of fat emulsion is different for local anesthetic systemic toxicity versus enteral drug toxicity. For both indications, a bolus dose of 1.5 mLs per kilo is recommended. For last, this is followed by an infusion of 0.25 mLs per kilo per minute. For enteral drug toxicity, after 3 minutes at 0.25 mLs per kilo per minute, the rate of lipid infusion is reduced by 90% to 0.025 mLs per kilo per minute. In the perioperative units, include copies of the anesthesia recommendations for the use of IV fat emulsion in local anesthetic systemic toxicity. In the ICU and ED areas, include copies of the American College of Medical Toxicology recommendations for the use of IV fat emulsion in enteral drug toxicity. All published recommendations on the rate of administration of IV lipid emulsion suffer from a lack of practicality when it comes to actually administering the lipids in a real-world toxicology scenario. The problem is the disconnect between the recommended administration rate and the maximum administration rate possible on an IV infusion pump. I've yet to see a smart pump that's able to deliver a medication faster than 999 mLs per hour, which is only 16 2/3 mLs per minute. But in any patient over 66 kilos, the necessary infusion rate to deliver 0.25 mL per kilo per minute exceeds 999 mLs per hour. This leaves the clinician with the choice of hanging a lipid infusion in multiple IV sites. Unfortunately, the logistics of establishing and tying up a second line, getting the extra lipid bag, etc., make this impractical. I'd like future guidelines to take into account the limitations of available smart pump technology. For the treatment of last, I would consider just setting the smart pump with 20% lipid infusion at 999 mLs per hour. And for the treatment of enteral drug toxicity, the same total 20% lipid emulsion dose that 0.25 mL per kilo per minute over 3 minutes provides can be infused as follows using conventional smart pumps. For a patient about 70 kilos, go ahead and give that 20% lipid emulsion at 999 mLs per hour for 3 minutes. For 90 kilos patients, give 20% lipid emulsion at 999 for 4 minutes. And for 110 kilo patients, give the lipid emulsion at max rate for 5 minutes. After the high dose infusion is complete, the rate can be dropped to 0.025 mLs per kilo per minute, as the guidelines recommend for the remainder of treatment. Remember, no matter what dose of lipid emulsion is used, one 250 ml bag will not last long. As soon as the bolus is given and the infusion is started, I request that another two bags of 20% lipid emulsion be brought to the bedside immediately. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my complete lipid rescue training that covers the background of IV lipid emulsion therapy in depth for both last and enteral drug toxicity. You can sign up at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.